The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, everyone. This is Ellen Wells with another edition of the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. So if you are into reading, give that a read. There's lots and lots of great information on the Just Veggies blog. Today, we will be talking about earwigs. Now, I may have mentioned earwigs once or twice in the past, but I have a new piece of information about them. A new control method, actually. So, earwigs have been completely devastating my vegetable garden this year. They've been running rampant in my garden and in my yard for a few years now, actually. But this summer, I finally had confirmation that earwigs were the culprit of some pretty darn awful chewing damage that I've seen on leaves of nearly every purposefully grown plant. And by purposefully grown plant, I mean they're eating everything except the weeds. Those weeds, darn them. Anyway, they're eating my vegetables, they're eating my flowers. It's a lot. And I think it might be because it's been such a moist summer. So why the confirmation this summer and not previous summers when I only was suspecting that they were earwigs? Well, earwigs do most of their damage under cover of darkness. So think of where you saw your last earwigs, right? Maybe in your mailbox, or perhaps under a now moist cardboard box that you left outside overnight. They hide in dark places, and they only freely roam around in the garden at night when they're not hiding under something, except the cover of darkness. Hence, I have not actually seen these pests doing those horrible things, munching on the leaves of my peppers and my basil and my mint. Yes, even my mint plant has leaves that are being gnawed on. And I thought aromatic herbs like basil and mint would deter whatever chewing insect was having its way with my garden. But no, I was absolutely wrong about that. I guess when you're hungry enough, you'll eat anything, right? So the culprit was confirmed by my entomologist friend, Suzanne. I hadn't seen Suzanne in about a year. I saw her walking my way during a trade show. So I fumbled around in my pocket, I pulled out my phone, I opened up my photo reel, and I found my affected pepper plants. And I, even before saying hello, I shoved my phone in Suzanne's face. I'm like, what is this? And all she said was earwigs. And then I'm like, Do people only ask you about their chewed up plants or diseases or something like that? Is that all people talk to you about? And she said, yes. Yes, they do. At least, you know, she's being talked to and having conversations. Anyway, earwig damage. So earwigs reveal themselves by the leaf damage that they leave. So the leaves are basically skeletonized if you leave them untreated for long enough. And by skeletonized, what I mean is if you look at a single leaf is chewed so much that just the midrib and some of the bigger veins are left. So it'll start out as a little hole and then it gets bigger and bigger and then they just strip the plant. It does seem that earwigs do prefer the newer leaves of a plant. And this, when they attack the newer leaves, that basically stops the plant from growing. And it also halts or very, very much slows fruit development because the leaves are gone. It's not getting any nutrition. It's not getting any sun. It's not photosynthesizing. It's not creating food. So things slow down. Talking to friends in various parts of the country, it seems that earwigs and their path of destruction really has been on the rise this summer. And, you know, that makes sense, like I said, because it's been a moist season, at least here in the Northeast, and it's been a warm season pretty much everywhere. And the growth of the plants that they love to nibble on, peppers, eggplants, herbs, hostas, they're eating my hostas, other ornamental plants. That growth has been good too, so there's plenty for them to eat. I'm going to tell you about a product that I found that actually works against earwigs. So back to my friend Suzanne, the entomologist. She was gracious enough to not only identify the damage as earwigs, but she also provided a solution. That's what I like, answers and solutions. She suggested applying a granular form of spinosad. Well, what is spinosad? Spinosad is a natural substance made by a soil bacterium, and it can be toxic to insects. All natural, that's great. Toxic to insects, awesome. I've written about spinosad in my columns here before. I've maybe even recorded a podcast about it. So spinosad is a component of a product that I've used in the past called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. Isn't that a great name? Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Boneide. So, like I said, I used to use this in the past, and I'll tell you why. So this brew, it's a liquid, and it can be sprayed onto plants. Suzanne, however, recommended a granular or a dry application. So, doing what Suzanne suggested, I looked online, and I found a product which is a granular spinosad, and it's called Ant Adios, like goodbye, you know, adios, Ant Adios, and it's from a company called Sunday. And it's a granular form, just like Suzanne recommended. So within 2 days of applying it, it's very easy to apply. You just follow the directions, you just sprinkle some around the base of the plant. So within 2 days of applying this Ant Adios at the base of each plant, new undamaged growth from the growing tips of the plants started to appear. Hallelujah, right? So the instructions, as I said, was to sprinkle at the base of a plant, but do not apply more frequently than every 4 days. There's actually a table on the back of the product. Get your glasses out because it's very small print. So there's a table that tells you what crops you are growing or what you want it to use it on and the frequency of application. Do look at that chart, okay? Anyway, and also do not apply it more than it tells you how many times a year you can apply it. But, you know, I have applied it twice so far. And it looks like all is well. It looks like they're not coming back, knock on wood, right? Also, here's the thing. Because it's a granular form and not a liquid, I did not need to reapply after a rain event, which is great, because that's what I would have to do when I used the other product, the Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. I do like that product. I also like this one, Ant Adios. And I just want to note here, so you know, when you use any sort of control method for insects or diseases or anything like that, do read the instructions thoroughly. Don't take my words right here as what you need to do. Read the instructions and be especially careful about touching the product and wash your hands. Just wash your hands all the time. I mean, it's just good sense to wash your hands. I wash my hands a lot. Anyway, since applying Ant Adios, my peppers have been great. They're not eating my mint. My basil looks great. Everything is producing fruit again, which is wonderful. Also, I just want to say, if I were given the chance to rename this product, instead of it being Ant Adios, I would say Earwig Adios. Well, that's it for me and my conversation about earwigs and Ant Adios. You have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.